So how much time are you allowed on the computer? Does it not work that way?
I don't go on it that much, because I only really go on it to
homework.
Does
it interest you? Because some children will spend... Like, for example, there was a survey done, and it talked about the fact that if children spend more than 2 hours passively in front of a screen, and they actually included gaming in that, no more than 2 hours a day is the maximum children should do, because it actually affects them psychologically. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. Perhaps it varies. But
I do way less than 2 hours.
I'm allowed 1 hour a day. I'm allowed 1 hour of TV a day and 1 hour of computer / Wii / DS a day.
Yeah.
So that's 2 hours total. And that's only if I take it. I normally only do TV, though.
Right.
And maybe half an hour of Wii. But and then I do think that laptops and iPads are going to come to schools. I think that's going to happen at some point, because...
I think so. If the price comes down, I'd buy them straight away.
Laptops and iPads... Well, iPads are basically laptops with just the screen bit, and there's touch screen. Laptops, you actually have to type. But, you know, they've both got, like, internet access and stuff. I think iPads are probably the future of computers, just because they're just
portable.
A screen. Mm. They're small, they're portable. And I think books are going to be turned to Kindle, because I've got a Kindle already.
Like, you can get iPads for £100 cheaper in America. And also, like, I don't always have to go on a computer, go on the internet. Sometimes I just search on my iPod Touch. And what else?
It's easy, isn't it?
Cool. And also, like, because, like, some people have, like, Kindles. And, like, you can actually get the Kindle app for free on, like, an iPad, an iPod Touch.
But the screen
Let me ask you this. Do you think, though, that people will inevitably no longer buy books and will actually just have a Kindle, which can have 1,000 books on it? Or do you think people always want to buy books and continue reading in the way in which they already have?
Flo? Well, it actually, say, helps the environment if you read, like, and books on devices, electronic devices. But then again, some people like feel it in their hands and not have to like press turn a page and actually feel the paper. And like,
so it exists. Yes.
Yeah. And if it's a first edition of something or something, they would. I'm pretty sure that anyone would definitely want to keep a first edition of Harry Potter or something.